You're back with Marco on Astro Talk on CITR 101.9 FM.
Repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Let's do some quick yes or no questions. Are the following things technically possible? Life on other planets, is that theoretically possible?
Yes.
Okay, what about a Schwarzschild wormhole?
Yes.
Okay, what about this? Me going on a date with Charlize Theron?
No.
What, not at all? In no universe?
No.
In none of the infinite universes does that happen?
No.
It's completely beyond the bounds of scientific possibility is what you're saying?
Yes.
Quick follow-up question. In any of those potential universes, am I the one rejecting her and that's why it doesn't work out?
No. You do realize that typing your response is difficult for me, correct?
Okay, sure, yeah. It's just I'm trying to play this out because I'm just trying to see if there was any hypothetical hope.
No.
It doesn't matter. But never say never. Okay, if time travel were possible, would you want to go back in time and refuse to do this interview?
Yes.
You truly are an incredibly smart man. Stephen Hawking, thank you so much for your time.
This is going out to the whole wide west side. Know what I'm saying? Break it down for me. Steady mobbing, rock, rock on. I was just a young boy living in the hub city. Eastside Compton. Back in the days when Ice Cube and Easy had everything. Talking about boy, you can't.
This is Marco. You're listening to AstroTalk on CITR 101.9 on the west side at UBC.
Too short, bumped in every super's boat and told us all how to ride for the west coast. My people singing, baby, where you at? Throw your gloves in the air and wave them like you just don't care. From LA to the bay, what you say? All day, every day, any damn day. Take a look around, we got the whole world locked down. No, 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 don't stop, we won't stop. That's why I put it down for the west side.
Welcome back, this is Marshall, you're listening to CITR 101.9. Well, let's get back to some news on Saturday. And Cassini in particular. So that was TQ on the west side. We're at UBC on the west side on CITR 101.9. So my website will be ready next week. I'll tell you guys the web address. We're just testing it now. Looks pretty good. So now let's go to an Earhart propeller. What's a propeller? A propeller is a disturbance in a ring of Saturn caused by a central moonlet. The moonlet itself would be a few pixels wide in a view that we have here, but it's difficult to distinguish it from by the disturbed ring material that surrounds it. So what happens? Moonlets sometimes are born in the rings, they're made in the rings, and what happens? A little figure called the propeller, a shape called the propeller goes. So this article is dated March 30. Earhart propeller in Saturn's A ring. So let's read the article. The propeller, informally named Earhart, is seen in this view from NASA's Cassini spacecraft at much higher resolution. The propeller, informally named Earhart, is seen in this view from NASA's Cassini spacecraft at much higher resolution. That tripped me up again. Resolution than ever before. This view, obtained on March 22, 2017, is the second time Cassini has deliberately targeted an individual propeller for close-up viewing during its ring-grazing orbits, after its images of Santos Dumont a month earlier. The biggest known propeller informally named Bleriot, Bleriot, is slated for the third and final propeller close-up in April 2017. Propellers are disturbances in the rings caused by a central moonlet. The moonlet itself would be a few pixels wide in this view, but it is difficult to distinguish from and may be obscured by the disturbed ring material that surrounds it. See PAI 20525 for more info on propellers. So let's go there now. Why not? What is a propeller? Okay, so it shows a propeller, and I'm going to read it another time because it's quite detailed, and I'll just stick with this article. The detailed structure on the Earhart propeller, as seen here, differs from that of Santos Dumont. It is not clear whether these differences are intrinsic with differences between Earhart and Santos Dumont, or whether they have to do with the different view and angles or differences in where the propellers were imaged in their orbits around Saturn. That's interesting. So where the spacecraft is, it could give you a different image and a different perspective on propeller, and you could infer different results from that. Interesting, isn't it? Earhart is situated very close to the 200 mile wide gap, or 320 kilometer wide gap for all you Canadians that like the metric system, Encke Gap, so E-N-C-K-E, which is held open by the much larger moon Pan. In this view, half of the Encke Gap is visible as the dark region at right. The gap and the propeller are a study in contrast. The propeller is nothing more than Earhart's attempt to open a gap like Encke using its gravity. However, Earhart's attempt is thwarted by the mass of the ring, which fills in the nascent gap before it could extend very far. Pan is a few thousand times more massive than Earhart, which enables it to maintain a gap that extends all the way around the ring. To the left of the propeller are wave features in the ring caused by the moons Pandora, Prometheus, and Pan. The visible light image was acquired by the Cassini narrow angle cam at a distance of 69,183 miles, or 11,111,340 kilometers from the propeller feature. Image scale is 0.4 miles. I still don't know what that means. One day I should find out. 670 meters per pixel in the radial or outward from Saturn direction. The view looks towards the sunlight side of the rings. Well, thank you for listening today. As I said, my website, it's in the final stages, and it's going to have all my podcasts, and I'm putting more pages, like, for example, DP, our dear DP here with Accessibility Committee. She will have a page on the website, and there'll be things like material science, women in science, astrophysics, cosmology, planetary science, exoplanets, and telescopes and observatories. Anything you'll want to know about astronomy. So material science is often tied in with astronomy, because a lot of the new materials we invent on Earth are for space missions, and then later they have a use in our everyday lives. So thank you for listening. This has been Marco. You've been listening to Astro Talk on CITR 101.9. Okay, so goodbye.